You are listening to the Conversational Selling Podcast with Nancy Calabrese.
Hi, everyone. It's Nancy Calabrese, and it's time again for Conversational Selling, the podcast where sales leaders and business experts share what's going on in sales and marketing today. And it always starts with the human conversation. Today, we're speaking with the video godfather, Lou Bortone, a popular speaker, author, and ghostwriter of 6 business books. Lou has been a pioneer and thought leader in the video space since the launch of YouTube in 2005. He's helped thousands of entrepreneurs and companies create and leverage online video to build their brands and dramatically grow their revenues. And in addition, Lou spent many years as a marketing executive in television and entertainment industries, for instance, entertainment television and also Fox Family Worldwide. Welcome to the show, Lou. You know, we had a chance to speak before. I'm going to be converting to video marketing. Yes. So I really need your help in understanding how we do it. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, thank you, Nancy. I've been looking forward to this.
Yeah. And all right. The video godfather, you make a lot of references to the movie The Godfather. And one thing that you mentioned to me is it's all about loyalty, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So why do you think loyalty is the new currency?
I think it's because loyalty is in really short supply. I saw a statistic that said that 77% of brands could disappear tomorrow and no one would care. So
wow.
Nielsen says that consumer disloyalty is the new normal.
Wow, those are huge numbers.
Yeah,
and the fact that no one would care, why is that?
I think it's because Nielsen says that 8% of people consider themselves to be committed loyalists. And I think it's because it's so easy to lose trust in a brand.
Yeah.
I mean, we look at what happened with Southwest Airlines a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Next time I need to go see my daughter in Baltimore and Southwest and JetBlue are the same price, I'm not going to go with Southwest because they broke that trust.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, especially what happened very recently with the FAA, you just don't know
mm-hmm.
when things are going to be backed up. So, loyalty, again, I think it helps create stronger relationships. How does it do that?
I think when you build loyalty over time, and that's the thing, it's over time. You can't just do it automatically. I remember my grandmother used to say, friendship is a plant that must be watered often. She said it in Italian, so it was nicer. But I think it's the same with any relationship, buyer and seller. You've got to build that, you know, water that, nurture that relationship and build
yeah.
it over time.
How do you do that, though? What are your suggestions?
Well, when I go back and look at The Godfather, and I've studied a lot, I'm doing a podcast about The Godfather, even though it was 50 years ago. I look at the novel that Mario Puzo wrote, and he talked about Don Corleone building a wall of friendship by doing a lot of favors for people.
Right.
So it's sort of that, you know, Cialdini reciprocity. You do favors for folks. You develop a reputation as somebody who can be counted on. Somebody, you know, like I want to be the go-to guy for video marketing. And when
right.
I help my clients over and over again, they know, okay, Lou's not going to let me down. I trust him. I've built that loyalty because I've proven myself, you know, time and time again.
Wow.
So it's reputation, really.
Yeah. Video marketing, you were, you know, you kind of were right at the forefront, right, of that. What drove you to that?
A lot of it was I had worked in Hollywood in Los Angeles, and when I came back to Boston, I realized, like, oh, my gosh, we don't need all these huge control rooms and equipment, because it was just about the time that the iPhone came out, and I realized, like, you know, we're all networks now. We all have the same basically level playing field that used to be just the purview of the big networks.
Wow. So how do you get started in video marketing? What's your advice?
With video marketing, I think you have to find what I call your video sweet spot. So for some folks, that's live video, like Facebook Live. For other folks, it's video podcasting. So you got to find what are you comfortable with and what does your audience expect from you and go there. I mean, we were talking earlier about podcasting and going to video. When I saw that YouTube is now the number one platform for podcasts, even more than Spotify or iTunes, I decided I finally have to do this.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it uncomfortable for you in the beginning?
Yes, because I'm an introvert and I don't particularly like being on camera.
Okay. So
what I did was I tried to use humor. I did, costumes. I put my pugs in the videos, anything to take the attention away from me. And, ironically, the videos that had the pugs or kids or costumes were the ones that did best.
Oh, isn't that fun? So humor really rules. Mm-hmm. Right? Having fun is so important in what you do. Let's go back to the Godfather movies.
Yep.
You say that there are leadership lessons in it. Can you give us some examples?
Yes, absolutely. If we look at any of those quotes, like the most famous one is probably, I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to put a horse's head in somebody's bed.
Right.
It really is more about being reasonable and practical. And there's another scene in The Godfather where the Godfather, Don Corleone, says, sometimes my kids talk when they should listen. So, again, that goes back to the real listening part. I think especially in sales, we tend to want to fill that empty space and talk too much when oftentimes we should just shut up and listen.
So how many times have you watched these movies?
Hundreds.
I'm sure. I mean, do you know it word by word now?
Pretty much. I mean, it's been out for about 50 years, and I saw it at a drive-in movie with my parents, where I probably shouldn't have been there, but when I was, 11 or 12 years old. And
okay.
I'm like, oh my God, these people are just like the people in my neighborhood, because I grew up in Medford, Massachusetts, which was sort of like the mob capital of New England.
Oh,
and all the gangsters lived there. I went to school with, Jerry Angulo's daughter and things like that. So I kind of grew up in that environment. But really, just I'm sorry. What was the previous question? I got distracted. Oh, how many times?
No, I said you probably know it line by line, right?
Yeah. So when I worked in Hollywood, I was a bit of a fish out of water. Just this kid from Boston, and all of a sudden, I'm in these big boardrooms and doing all the stuff in the entertainment business. I used to watch The Godfather the night before a big meeting or negotiation to psych myself up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love it. I think that's being very creative. I want to go back to trust because, again, Godfather, we trust. He has to trust the people around him. And you say that trust is an asset and favors by loyalty. Can you expand on that?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a quote that sounds like it could have come right out of the Godfather movie, and it says, "The most expensive thing in the world is trust. It can take years to earn and just a matter of seconds to lose."
Ooh.
And I really like that one because it talks about the fact that, loyalty and trust is really something that is kind of delicate and has to be nurtured and is very easy to break.
Right. And then if you do break it, and you know what? I'm sure all of us have had an experience where we have broken it.
Yeah.
How long does it take to get it back?
It's really difficult. I think you have to basically, if you made a mistake, you have to admit it quickly and emphatically and do whatever you can to make it right.
Yeah.
In The Godfather, it was kind of life or death, but that's just a movie. So I would think it's really difficult. I mean, I go back to that Southwest example. It was just such a shit show. And, people still looking for their luggage. The CEO can come on and say, "I'm really sorry, but that doesn't necessarily get my suitcase back."
No, not at all. Wow. Talk to me about some more Godfather quotes.
Sure.
How are they relevant today?
I think even 50 years after the movie and the novel, look at some of the quotes like, it's not personal, it's strictly business. I mean, people use these all the time. And that's basically, right. You know, don't let emotions cloud your judgment. You want to be practical. At the end of the day, you really have to think about what's best for the business and try to keep emotion out of it.
Yeah.
There's another quote that I love at the beginning of the movie where he says, someday, and that day may never come, I'll call upon you to do a service for me. So
right.
John grants all these favors, and now all these people are indebted to him. And,
yeah.
You know, in that case, in the case of the movie, he created power and influence because of his benevolence. You know, he was
right.
helping these folks and, you know, okay, yeah, I'll help you stay in the country, or I'll do this or do that.
Right.
Obviously, in some cases, it was they used fear and intimidation, but I obviously these days prefer to use favors and friendship.
I love it. I love it. You know, I'm going to go watch the series again.
Yeah. And then they have, you know, watching the Paramount has The Offer, which is the sort of making of, and I'm sort of watching it to say, like, okay, is this true? Did this really happen? Is this how it was made?
I had a chance to go to Sicily a couple of years ago, and
oh, wow.
We were in, oh, I forget. We saw the site where one of the scenes was shot. I don't know if it was mm-hmm. the train shot,
oh, yeah.
but
mm-hmm.
really interesting stuff.
Yeah, I'm going this year to do my pilgrimage and find all the shooting locations.
Oh, my God. You might not come back.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me something that is true that many people don't agree with.
Oh, that's a really good question. Something that's true that many people don't agree with. I think it's that, I'm sorry, we'll have to edit this in post-production.
Say that again?
Something that's true that...
Nobody agrees with you on. Maybe, you know, as it relates to video or
yeah.
what you do.
Right. I think it's that you really have to be authentic and be yourself. A lot
yeah.
of folks think like, oh my gosh, I've got to put on my video face or I've got to be really professional. It
right.
wasn't until I started to be my goofy, wise-ass self on video that I really started to get any traction.
Yep. You know, it's funny you say that because when I started doing the podcast about 2+ years ago, my first couple of interviews, they were horrible because mm-hmm. I thought I had to be a certain way. And now fast forward, you just need to be yourself, right?
Yeah, it's really about
yeah.
authenticity. And oftentimes with video, just showing up and, you know, I like even on Facebook Live, which I sort of consider a come as you are party. I don't, you know, get too fancy. I just want to show up and say what I want to say. And it's really more about the content. And I tell
yeah.
folks, you know, you're not walking the red carpet at the Golden Globes. You're just doing a damn video.
Yeah, I and certainly COVID has certainly changed the way I think we even present ourselves now.
Yeah, and in a way it's good because it kind of lowered the bar a bit. On video?
Yep.
Because we all had to live on Zoom for 2 years.
Yep.
So
yeah.
I think people are more comfortable with that. And, you know, especially when it comes to sales, it's harder to do that over Zoom than it is face-to-face. But
yeah.
now I think we're a lot more comfortable with being able to
right.
do that.
So what's the benefit between doing video versus mm-hmm. just audio?
I think video accelerates the sales process because it helps build know, like, and trust. When people can see your face on
right.
camera and react to your expressions, and it's really the next best thing to being in person. So I think it just builds trust much more quickly than just audio.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as I said earlier, I'm going to take the leap sometime this
yeah.
year, but I have to get everything set up before I do it.
Mm-hmm.
How can my people find you?
I'm at Lou Bortone on all the socials. I also have a site at loubortonespeaks.com.
Okay.
And because I do a keynote on loyalty and leadership lessons of the Godfather.
Okay.
And as I mentioned to you earlier, I think I have a new podcast, a Godfather podcast, and that's just at thegodfatherpodcast.com.
I love it. I love it. Has anybody reached out to you from the Godfather team about it?
Fortunately, no. So not yet. Because I keep thinking that, you know, Paramount's very, very protective of that brand.
Yeah.
So, but most of the folks who, you know, were involved in the movie are not with us anymore. So,
yeah, no, I realize that. So, I just really want to thank you for spending time with us today. And, you know, for all my people out there, I highly encourage that you reach out to Lou. Video marketing is the way of the world. And certainly, I think to your point, Lou, that when people can see you, and mm-hmm. see your authenticity, it does speed up the sales process. So I hope you'll come back.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Everyone, have a great sales day. Go get your video equipment, and we'll see you next time.
The Conversational Selling Podcast is sponsored by One of a Kind Sales. If you are frustrated that you don't have enough leads, or your sales team complains that they just don't have enough time to prospect, we can help. To work with Nancy and her team to help you manage your sales team, install her proven outbound sales process, and create more bottom line results, email her now at nancy@oneofakindsales.com. To learn more about Nancy and her outbound sales secrets, grab your free copy of her book, The Inside Sales Solution, at oneofakindsales.com/book.